Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ عنہ orders the companions. In the end, Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ عنہ took a shield in his hand, came out, and led the companions inside his house. He then had the doors closed and enjoined the companions and their helpers. God the Exalted has not given you the world so that you may incline towards it. In fact, He has granted you the world so that by this means you may gather provisions for the hereafter. So let not that which is to perish make you unmindful. Give precedence to that which shall remain over that which is to perish. Be mindful of you meeting with God the Exalted, and do not allow your community to disperse. Do not forget the divine favor that you were on the brink of a pit of destruction, and God the Exalted saved you out of His bounty and made you His brothers. Having said this, he dismissed them and said, May God the Exalted be your guardian and helper. All of you leave the house now and call for those companions who have been barred from reaching me, especially Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ عنہ, Hazrat Talha رضی اللہ عنہ, and Hazrat Zubair رضی اللہ عنہ. These people stepped out, and the other companions were also called. At the time, such a mood was developing, and such a degree of sorrow was overshadowing the atmosphere, that even the rebels could not remain unaffected. And why would this not be the case? Everyone was observing that a candle lit by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, upon completing its life in the world, was now about to disappear from the eyes of the people. Therefore, the rebels did not cause much hindrance, and all the companions gathered. When everyone had come together, Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ عنہ climbed the wall of his house and said, Come close to me. When they had all come close to him, Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ عنہ said, O people, sit down. At this, the companions sat down, and inspired by the awe of the gathering, so did the rebels. When they had all sat down, Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ عنہ said, People of Medina, I entrust you to God the Exalted, and pray to Him, that after me, He may arrange for a better successor than me. After today, until God the Exalted issues a decree in my regard, I shall not step out of my house, and I shall not pass on authority to anyone by which he may rule over you in terms of religion or worldly rule. I leave it to God the Exalted to choose whoever he desires for his work. After this, he appealed in the name of Allah to the companions and the other people of Medina not to put their own lives in grave danger by protecting him and to go to their homes. This instruction of Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ عنہ created a serious disagreement among the companions, a disagreement the likes of which cannot be found prior to this. The companions knew nothing but to obey every command. But today, in obeying this instruction, some perceived the stench of treachery as opposed to obedience. Some companions gave precedence to the aspect of obedience and unwillingly did away with their intention of fighting the rebels from then on. Perhaps they thought that their duty was to be obedient, and it was not their task to reflect upon the results that would come about by obeying this command. However, some companions refused to obey this order, because although they knew that it was an obligation to obey the Khalifa, but if the Khalifa commands people to abandon him, this effectively means that they should sever their ties with Khilafat. Hence, this kind of obedience actually results in treachery. Furthermore, they also knew that Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ عنہ was sending them home in order to protect their lives. How then could they leave such a loving person in danger and go to their homes? All the prominent companions were among the latter group. As such, despite this command, the sons of Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ عنہ, Hazrat Talha رضی اللہ عنہ, and Hazrat Zubair رضی اللہ عنہ, under the order of their respective fathers, constantly stood guard at the porch of Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ عنہ, and did not put their swords into their sheaths.